It's good to see everybody. We're in the sugya. We're going to try the Shabbaton, April 29th. Hope everyone can make it. On Kuf Tet Zayin Amar Alef on the bottom, the Gemara says the following. Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer, Kol Shalomer Shlosh Advarim, Elu B'Pesach, Lo Yotzi Yedei Chavosim. Yes? Ve'elein Pesach Matzah Morer. What does the word Lo Yotzi Yedei Chavosim mean? Let's get this. Sweet, let's get it. Let's focus. You put in your notes. What does Lo Yotzi Yedei Chavosim mean? You guys tell me. What's the Poshav Shad of Lo Yotzi Yedei Chavosim? You're not Yotzi, right? Lo Yotzi Yedei Chavosim is not Yotzi. But the Ran says here, right on the spot, it only means Lechachila. Okay? It only means Lechachila. So, what does it mean? What is, you found it? Go ahead. Vosanu, Votanu Hotzi Misham. Okay? Okay, now let's get it. When you read this line in the Mishnah, what is it referring to? That's the first thing you got to ask. You guys tell me. It's either referring to what? The mitzvah of Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim, which we discussed, that there are four differences between that and Zecher. Which Lo Yotzei Yedei Chavosim is referring to? Which mitzvah? Could be referring to Sipur. What's the other possibility? We brought up yesterday in Shir. It could be referring to what? To Matzah. Okay? There's two possibilities to read when the Mishnah says Lo Yotzei Yedei Chavosim. Always want you guys to think, okay? Lo Yotzei Yedei Chavosim. So if you look in the Ran writes right here on the daf, it means lechachilu, okay? It means lechachilu. So what do you think the Ran is referring to then? You tell me. By the Ran saying that Lo Yotzei Yedei Chavosim means lechachilu, but b'diav yotzei, which mitzvah do you think the Ran says he's referring to? We're going to read the Mishnah. No, it can't be Sipur, because if you don't talk about it, then you're not Yotzei, no? Right? So obviously he's talking about what matzah. And the Ran says that the ikar of the matzah is eating it. You didn't talk about it, you're not Yotzei l'chachilu. But you have your Yotzei. This is interesting because...
What are the two options?
You tell me. What are the two options? Either the mitzvah of Yigadat l'Bincha, which is Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim, or the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah itself. Right? When you read this Mishnah, it could be one of two. One of two possibilities. So when the Ran comes and he says, you're not Yotzei l'chachilu, what do you think that means? That means it's talking about the matzah. Because the matzah you ate, but you didn't speak about it. So you're saying you're not Yotzei l'chachilu, okay? Now, it's interesting, the Ran in Sukkah l'shitaso, it doesn't have to be l'shitaso, but in the Ran in Sukkah on Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph writes that if you sit in the Sukkah and your table goes into your house, you know what they said according to Beis Shammai? Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Why? Because we're afraid you're going to follow the sukkah that goes in the house and you'll end up eating where? In your house. But I ended up eating my sukkah. I don't care. Beis Shammai says you broke a gzeirah. So it says, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. So what does the Ran say? Kitikunu shel chachamim. Means lechachilu. But b'dievad yotzei. So I'm saying in the same vein, the Ran interprets this Mishnah. The Lo Yotzei Yedei Chavosim means what? Lo Yotzei Yedei Chavosim means only lechachilu. Okay? So that means that the Ran, here, Ephraim, you can sit here. The Ran says Beferish. The Ran says Beferish, and now Yotzei lechachilu, but B'dievad Yotzei, he's referring to the midst of matzah. Okay? I'm just pointing out there's a Ran in Sukkah that says a similar thing regarding another Mishnah. That he says, L'kyatam mitzvah miyamecha, he didn't mean it was L'ikuv, it meant you're not Yotzei l'chachilu. Okay? However, Toitzin Sukkah and Gimel Amar Aleph, in Toitzin Sukkah and Gimel Amar Aleph, Dirmasko Da'amar, the Primigodim quotes the Psicha Kolelis, has a famous line, L'kyatam mitzvah miyamecha means you're what? Not Yotzei at all. Because you broke the Xer, the Rabbanim have the power to what? The Rabbanim have the power to blow up the mitzvah, not Yotzei v'minatayr. So it could be, and that's what we're pointing out according to some Rishonim, that if it's talking about matzah here, then maybe what? Maybe you're not Yotzei with matzah because you didn't speak about it. If you take Rashi and Lamed Vav Mudaf, we learned yesterday, Lechemoni, Shonim Lo Dvarim Harbe, means that not only must you eat it, you must speak about it, it's going to be makif, and you will not be Yotzei even what? Even at all, on a deraisa level, which is a tremendous chumra. So I want you to get down. The Ran and the Rabban say Lo Yotzei Yedei Chavosim means only lechachilu, and they are assuming they were talking about the mitzvah of matzah. But if you eat the matzah, you don't speak about it. Not Yotzei lechachilu, but Yotzei b'diavad. The Ran, the Toitzin Sukkah has a phrase that looking at them sukkah miyamecha means you're not yotzei at all. There is a possibility to say, and there are some gaonim, I think Rav Netroinoi gaon, that says that it will be makif. You will not be yotzei in the midst of matzah if you don't speak about it at all. So that's what lo yotzei de chavasa means. Allah Almighty. That's if you take the approach that it's referring to matzah. If you take the approach that it's referring to Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim, then it means literally, you're not yotzei at all. Because if you don't, this is the most important part of Magid. You don't speak about, if you don't, that's why I said you should say this in English. If there are people around the table that don't know Hebrew, you should have it translated and say it in Hebrew. This is the most important part of Magid, and if it's referring to Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim, you don't do it, you're not yotzei at all. So that's going to be, if you take the approach that's referring to the midst of Sibur Yisrael, then lo yotzei also means you're not yotzei at all. If it's referring to matzah, we're pointing out that some machlokes are showing if this is immediately kuvah or not. Yes, Svi, go ahead.
Do we check the agada has a bracha on halal?
I did not. I remember to do it, but I didn't have the means to do it. I don't know how to do it in the computer, so we got to try to do it today. Someone try to do it in the library if you can find it. The agada. Yes, go ahead.
For the matzah. For the returner that says it applies to matzah.
Yes.
Is it like strict amira? What if you have kavana that it's like for...
No, you not, must verbalize. Sipra means a verbalization.
All right.
We discussed yesterday that Shomei Kona, when you go around the table, Sipra usually requires a teller and a listener, but it's better that each one should say it quietly to themselves as you're going around the market. If you have one guy say it out loud and go around, switch turns, but it's better not to rely on Shomei Kona. Okay? That's what Lichtenstein Zatzal once discussed. Okay, whether you could rely on Shomei Kona. But Sipra means verbalization, no doubt. The Rambam writes, what we mentioned yesterday, or 2 days ago, Rambam says if you're by yourself, it's as if you have to, you're talking to yourself. Someone comes in the room and think you're a Meshuggah, you have to verbalize it and say it over.
We're all the time mission together. We all have to say it together.
Okay, good. Go ahead. What do you say?
Pinchas. What do we really mean when we say it's only on matzah?
Meaning that, remember I said that there's a panel. When you have food, there's a panel of ingredients on the side. So there's a panel of ingredients when you do a mitzvah. And the mitzvah berach tochel matzahs does not just consist of fressing, of eating. It consists of talking about it, speaking about it, and understanding and internalizing the meaning of it. And that's takali kuva on the mitzvah achilus matzah.
So why would we have to say mark if it's only on the mitzvah matzah?
Lechem oni sholom ladvarim harbet. Because there's a hekesh. Tosfos says on the amud aleph there. Tosfos says the iskish. You saw the Tosfos? On the bottom. V'amartim zevach pesach. Perish Amirish, Sarah Homer Pesach Zeshan Ochlim, the Iskish Matzah Moral of Pesach. Actually, it comes from what? We're Mormakish Pesach Matzah Moral. Sarah Homer Matzah Zoo, Moral Zoo. Okay? So we see Beferish that there's a Hekish, there's got to be a Dibor. Okay? So I'm saying there's one of two ways to approach that Dibor. Is that Dibor in a mitzvah on its own of the Gadol Bincha? The Rambam clearly writes, I'm glad you brought it out, the Rambam clearly writes that it's a separate mitzvah. He divorces Sibri Zeus, that's right, from Matzah. Okay, he says you're supposed to do it at the same time, but he clearly writes it's a distinct mitzvah. The other Rishon will say it's a chelik of the mitzvah. We're suggesting it in Rashi. Lechem she'onim. She'onim lo dvarim harbe, it means the Haggadah.
That's yesterday.
Okay? Yeah, go ahead. What do you say?
Never mind.
Okay, good. Let's see. Let's see the Mishnah. Mishnah says like this. Ve'elohein, Pesach matzor mor. Pesach al shum she'pasach ha'makam ha'batei ha'vasinim Mitzrayim. Pesach is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over Batah within Mitzrayim. Shenimor Amartim says, Pesach Hashem, Shir Pesach V'gomer. See, it says, V'amartim, Pinchas. You follow me? So Tosfos Amud Aleph, really the Tosfos should have been on Amud Beis. But Tosfos says it's a Hekesh. Matzah, Shum Shenigalu Avasinim Mitzrayim. Matzah on the fact that our forefathers were redeemed in Mitzrayim. Shenimor Yofis Abatzeke Shevotzim Mitzrayim V'gomer. Moror, Al Shum Shemiru Amitzim Askai Avasinim Mitzrayim. Shenimor Yamaru Eskayim V'gomer. The chol dor v'dor chayv adam liros asatzel ki liyotz mitzrayim. Guys, I want you to know this. The Tanaim wrote the Agada. This is a Mishnah, though. What's the Rambam's girsa? Please get it down laharos. Rambam changes the girsa to the Mishnah. He says it's laharos. You have to see yourself. Correct. Laharos asatzel. Rambam pirat zayin olachavav v'chaschomet zomatz has a different girsa. Beautiful, a beautiful Rambam. Okay. Continuing. Shenemar v'yikadifu labincha v'yomahu leimor ba'avor ze Hashem leave v'seisim mitzrayim. Fikach, anach lechayavim lehodos lahal shabeach lafer l'romin lader v'rech lahal lekalis. We have to do all these glorifications. L'mishosel lavasinu v'lanu es kol anisim elo tzian miyavus lecherus miyogan lesimcha me'evul liyopta v'yafel lohar agadol mechivu legudlo v'nomu lafar haluka. Okay, how many praises do you do? Tosfos on the bottom says 7. You do 7, and that's it. No more. Okay, why seven?
Those are the seven.
Connected seven rakim. Connected the seven firmaments. Taisa on the bottom of Kuftet Zanaf on the bottom. Please get everything we're saying, okay? Bizat Hashem. Viter. How far does it go on? Ad Heichanu Omer, Beshamro Ad Hema Bonin. Beshamro says you go only out to Ad Hema Bonin. That's all. Beshamro Ad Chalomish Lomayno Mayin. You have to go further. Right? The Chosin Begula. What's the Chosin Begula mean?
You end up with a Gula.
You end up with a Gula. What is the Gula? Look inside. Rip Tarfano Mashir Galanov Galasin of Sin and Shrayin. Loyanu Chosin. He would not have a Chasima. Rebbe Kivomer, Kain Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avosein, Yagenu L'Moadim L'Rogalim Acherim, Ha'boim L'Krasenu L'Sholom, Smeichem Evinyan Ircha, V'Sosim Avodasacha, V'Nochol Sham. It's all geared to whether you say, Mina what?
Psochem.
Mina Psochem, first or what? Mina Zvachem, Mina Psochem. Zvachem is referring to the Chagige. Because usually you eat the what? And that's a whole separate topic that maybe we'll get into, L'Maisa, but the three sheet is on. The whole Shaila, do you eat the Pesach first, then the Chagig Arbasa, then the Pesach again? Because you have to eat the Pesach HaSova. So first you eat the Chagiga beforehand. But the Bracha you say first, the way that Tzlach has it is you do Pesach, Chagiga, and then Pesach again. Because you have to eat the Pesach HaSova, where you're filled up. That's why Kodesh Baruch gave us the Mitzvah Chagiga Arbasa. Okay? So that's why it's all Shaila, which one comes first. But what does it say? Ad Bruchat Hashem Gol Yisrael. You got it? So look at the top Tosos. It's Chosim Gula. Tanakama lo pirish ketzad. All the Tanakama said is you have to be chosim megula, but he didn't elucidate what that means. Upligi b'milser reb tarfon reb akiva reb tarfon eno chosim bebarach. Reb tarfon does not have a bracha at the end of magid. Shelo haya marach b'dibri bakasha, because he didn't have a richas of bakasha. Lo haya omer lehoda, he just said thanksgiving. There was one thing. So when you have only one thing, all you need is a psicha. Reb akiva savar chosim bebarach. Because there's two things. Because it's a bakasha. It's what are the two things? Rabbi Kivi talks about when the Beis Hamikdash existed, and he talks about when it was destroyed with a bakasha, and Hashem should quickly restore it. So whenever there are two things, you need a bracha in the beginning and a bracha at the end. So Tosfos says they're arguing. What did Rambam and the Perush Mishnayos say? They're not arguing. They lived it two different times. And how do we paskim? The Kamel and Erevin daf Nevov. Halach Rabbi Kivi mechavero. Sometimes we have a machlokis what the Tanakama means in the Mishnah. This is a classic example. The Tanakama said chosim begula. We want to know what that means. So we only have a psicha, a corner of Tarfon, a corner of Biki, we have a psicha and a chasima. Okay? So that's the pshat l'maisa in the Mishnah. Okay? So it's a machlokis really tells the Ram, isn't a machlokis of Biki and Tarfon. Okay? Rambam says it's not a machlokes. Tosfos says it is. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Okay,
but if the Tanakhama says v'chosim megula, how can
chosim megula means that you finish up magid with the gula, but it doesn't mean that the bracha itself has to have a chasim. Okay,
yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up. Very good, Ephraim. Okay, let's see. This is the Mishnah, guys. Okay, let's go. Says the Gemara, and remember, I told you there are two expressions of cheres to chamer masakin. What were the two expressions? Arba kolsos and what else? And a sable. Two expressions of takonis. The Gemara has that on the next staff on Kuf Yud Zayin in the base. Arbe kase takinu rabban and cheris. It's a beferish Gemara on the last line of Kuf Yud Zayin in the base. Why don't you get down every daf? On Kuf Yud Zayin in the base, the next staff it says arbe kase. Because the Mishnah presents there were four kosos. So the Gemara says, oh, Birkas Amazon tuna kos. Isn't that a riot? Birkas Amazon tuna kos. The Gemara says, no. Because there was a special four kosos enacted for Cheiris. Each one's a mitzvah on its own. So it doesn't show globally throughout the year where the Pirkei Avos needs a kos. But I want you to know every marker, okay? Kuf Yud Zayin Beis, Arba Kaser Abanatina Cheiris, and Seib is the other one. That's why the Rav said that Arba Kosos was included as Seib. We said yesterday from the Manishtana. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Did you find the Pasuk Svi?
No.
Okay, we'll have to find it, Blinetta, for tomorrow. Okay, I want to look at the Haggadah, we'll find where the Pasuk is, Blinetta. Amar Rava. Sarach Shiomer Vosano Hotsi Misham. Rava says, you must say the phrase, Vosano Hotsi Misham. You have to say that phrase. It's critical. The Rashbam says it's a pasuk. You have to show. He says the same expression in the Rambam. So Rava says, you must say that pasuk. Amar Rava. You guys got it inside? Let's see. Okay? It says, Vosano Hotsi Misham. Oh, you have it? Where's the pasuk? Can't hear you. Go loud. Dvarim Vav Chaf Beis. Look it up, okay? Is it Veschon or Akiv? Okay, read the Pasuk. Let's go. Amar Rava. Sarach Shiomar Vosano Otsi Misham. Rava says you must say that pasuk. Go ahead. You got it? Go ahead, read it then.
Vayitin Hashem also Samovsim Gidolim Virayim Mitraim Par V'chol Beso Le'inenu.
Yes.
And then it says Kav Gimel V'osanu Otsi Misham L'man Havi Osanu L'Seis Laru.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Pinchas. Thank you, Ben. Let's get it. Perik Vav Pasukov Kim. It's Veschana. Okay, that's what we said is that Parsha. Interesting. It's tucked away in Veschana. Okay? It says Volsano Otsimisham. Beverish. There it is, guys. Rava says you must say that in the Seder night. So let's get it. Thank you. Amar Rava. Sarach Shem Otsimisham. Amar Rava. Matzah Sarich Lagbia. I do it like this, guys. And I'm not exaggerating. I mamish lift it like this. Amar Rava, Tzarech Lotzi Misham. Amar Rava, Tzarech Lotzi Misham. I do the same thing with the Mara, like this. However, next in, Basar ain't Tzarech Lagbiyah. The Zro you can't touch. Velo'od el Shanir Kocha Kachim Mechutz. Not only that, it's Usher to do it. Now do not lift up the Zroa. You must what? Remember what we said, we learned it last week. Remember I said from Mr. Brubashim the Chayadam. You must eat the Zroa. When? The second day at lunch. Don't throw it out. Put it in the fridge. It's not rocket science. Okay? Let's go. Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov. Suma Potami Lomar Agadah. Unbelievable. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, the Halega Amayra, all the Amarim Halega, say that a blind person is Potter from saying the Agadah. What's the reason? Strange. Ksiv Acha, it says here in Pasuk, Bavur Zeh. Ksiv Hasa B'neinu Zeh, referring to a Betzorah Mora. The parents bring the boy to Bezdin. Ma'alahal and Prat Lasuma. If the parents are blind, one of the two parents even are blind, and then they cannot say, this is our son. Ma'alahal and Prat Lasuma, just like that disqualifies the boy from Betzorah Mora, if one of the two parents are blind. Afkan Prat Lasuma, so do we exclude a blind person from doing the Haggadah. You got it?
Yeah.
It's Xer Neshova. Frek to Gemara, it's not true. Ain't he? Va'amr Maremar, did Maremar say Shalasinu L'Rabbanon Debei Rav? Debei Rav Yosef. That Maremar said over it that they asked the Rabbanon in the yeshiva of Rav Yosef, Man Damra Gadat Debei Rav Yosef. Who led the Seder? You have it there?
Yeah.
Who led the Seder in the house of Rav Yosef? Amr Rav Yosef. They said Rav Yosef. Man Damra Gadat Debei Rav Yosef. Who said the Agadat, who led the Haggadah in Rav Yosef's house? House of Rav Yosef. Amr Rav Yosef. They were both blind, Rahman al-Islam. How could they lead the Seder? And do Sibri Sibri's right? Answers the Gemara, an amazing answer. Simi, you with me? What's the answer? Kasavri Rabbanon Matzah Bismanaset Rabbanon. Period. What does that have to do in the price of tea in China? Just reading the Gemara. You're talking about, we set it up though in the beginning of Shir, how to read the Mishnah. Remember we said the Mishnah can be read in two possibilities. Either it's the distinct mitzvah of Sipur, or it's the mitzvah of Matzah. What do you see from this Gemara, Push of Shadis?
It's the same.
That it's the same. The simplest reading of Mara is that Sipris Mitzrayim is a chelik of matzah. And since matzah is manazez the Rabbanon, because we don't have the Korban Pesach, that there are two condiments to eat the Korban Pesach, not ketchup, mustard, and relish. But what are the condiments of the Korban Pesach? The matzah and the Mara. Since we don't have this in Mikdash nowadays, therefore matzah is manazez drops to being the Rabbanon. If matzah is manazez the Rabbanon, the whole din of Sipur drops. And therefore we relax the chumras, and therefore a Suma even can what? Asuma can even lead in the Seder.
Why is it not? Why didn't Rabbanon Kain Darasa take
the Gemara's going to ask that. We're going to get to it. Okay? But at this point of the Gemara, guys, it is so slam dunk and apparent. If someone would ask you, give me a Gemara in Shas, which should show that Sipur is a Chelika Matzah, this Gemara, of all Gemara's in Shas, I think is the best riot. I mean, you're rolling along in the Gemara, it's talking about Sipur, and the Gemara comes from left field and says, Matzah is minus the Rabbanon. I mean, who cares? The answer is I care. Because you see that Ravina Rashi held in Lomdus that Sipur is an ancillary of Matzah. And we bought that Matzah is doing the Rabbanon, Sipur is going to be the Rabbanon as well. And therefore we relax the Chumras and therefore Asuma can lead you. Isn't that an amazing thing? We already have a model for that. That even if you held like, and I want you to get this down, there's a Machloikis and Baba Kama, Pezayin and Manapati, and Rebutin the Chachamim, whether Asum is Chayim Mitzis in the Torah in general. Chereshot to the Kadin, all the Tanayim Sarapat. The question is, what about what? What about Asum? Machloikis Tanoy. But even Reb Yehuda, who says that Asum is Pater, Min Rabbana, there are Machayim Asum and Mitzvahs. So you see, there's already a notion that Rabbana, there are Machayim. So if Matzah is Manazez, Min Rabbanon, And Tzipras min Rabbanan, then we can what? Then the Suma can what fit into that and can lead you. Okay? Now, if you take the other approach, that the Mishnah is referring to what? The Mishnah is referring to Sipur, so you'll have to say like the following. That even though there are two distinct mitzvahs, but as I said from the Rambam, Tzipur is fulfilled when what? When matzah is fulfilled. If matzah takas the Rabbanan, it's hard to say that Tzipur would be what? But they're not internally connected. Okay? Yes, what do you say, Steve?
When we're saying Tzipur, are we including a deaf and a mute? Or just
one? No, I said Cheresh, Shota, the cotton is part of the mitzvahs. Cheresh is a deaf mute. Okay, and Elaine is chayv in all mitzvahs. That there's no question. A mute person that can hear is chayv in all mitzvahs.
What about someone that can speak but can't hear? No.
Same thing. It's considered to be, he's like an Elam. Even nowadays, the Rosh Hashanah Gittin Daf Ayin, I think we mentioned earlier in the year, from Rav Zalman Nechemi, pointed out the Rosh Hashanah Gittin Daf Ayin, with the notion of Helen Keller, and all the ability of sign language, and the ability of what? The ability of communication. Could be that it's hard to come across with the Cheresh, Bismana Zeh, of the Cheresh of the Gemara. That's what the Rosh Hashanah writes.
They were like shaitas. I mean, there was no education.
Correct. But now he wanted to say not to. And that's, I think, what generally poskim say.
Yeah?
Cheresh, yes. Okay, it's not a cheresh. It's chayv mitzvahs. Let's go. Okay. So this Gemara is very powerful, the answer. Let's go Vaikdana. The Gemara gets even stronger. Gemara asks Akasha, we got a problem here. Michlal must be the Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, so Rav Mitzvah and Matzah is Manazeh D'Iraisa. Must be that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov holds Matzah is Manazeh D'Iraisa. Because Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was who? He's the one who pondered the Summa from saying the Agada, right? So if he pondered, he must hold the Matzah is Manazeh D'Iraisa. Now how do we paskin on that, Shiloh? Let's get that down. Is Matzah is Manazeh D'Iraisa or not?
Yes.
Yes. We say even though it was a condiment to matzah, but there's another distinct role that matzah plays, but erev tochlu matzahs. So there's a distinct mitzvah of eating matzah on its own. That's the way we paskin. Are there any Rishonim that say matzah is manazez the Rabbanan? Only one. Rabbi Avram ben Arambam. The son of the Rambam held matzah is manazez the Rabbanan. It's a collector's item. Rove Rishonim disagreed.
What about the Rambam himself?
Rambam himself held it was the Poshup Shadows D'Raisa. But Rav Ramban or Rambam Paskin and Matzah Bismanazah was the Rabbanan.
Always the son going.
Okay?
Going
well, you see the Rav Rishonim, Lamaisin. Rav Rishonim say not that way. So the Gemara asked the Kasha. Gemara says, Michlal de Rav Acha Bar Yaakov sover Matzah Bismanazah, right? So it's against the Gemara. It's a stira. Va Rav Acha Bar Yaakov udomer Matzah Bismanazah the Rabbanan. What do you mean? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is the one who says Matzah Bismanazah the Rabbanan. So we got a stira. So here the Gemara answers what a frying pension. Kasavar, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kendi Raisa Tikkun. The Gemara has earlier, Halacha L'maisa, and Daflamin of Beis, this concept of, the Rav used to love this concept, he loved all of Shas L'maisa, but whenever the Rabbanim made takanas, yes? The Rabbanim always modeled after the Din D'Oraisa. They didn't do it in a vacuum. He would spend hours in Shir of Shefer Shlita told us, being Masber Dinim the Rabbanim, what they were modeled after. I'm going to give you an example because it's connected with Pesach. I want you to get it. And it's not so well known, this Din. You know, there's a halach of shinui makom sarach lavarach. If I drink a soda in here in Sheshakol, I want to go across the street to morgue. When I get to morgue and I want to say a new what? When I want to drink more, I have to say a new bracha. Shinui makom sarach lavarach. That's like, let's say, by Sheshakol. Okay? Where did that model come from? That shinui makom brachas birkas nenen ad rabbanan. Where did that come from? That whole concept. So the Rav wanted to say, no, it came from the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach are not allowed to eat in different places. Shinui makom. Even though I wasn't talking about brachas, but the Rabbanan had this conception of what? Shinui makom. It makes sense. And they said it translates down to Hilchos brachas. And that, I want you to get down, is halacha l'maaseh. You're not allowed to eat the afikomen in different places. Did you know that? It says beferish and shulchan aruch. You're not allowed to eat the afikomen in different places. If you fall asleep, it's a big shiloh. Whether you can continue. Because sleeping might, as if you're what? As if you're like, it's done already. It might be like shinui makom.
Yeah,
yes, you should be mocked, but even though different rooms have different house, Lagabi Brachas, we're Makel on. But Lagabi the Korban Pesach and Afikomen, yes, Pinchas. Mr. Bruce says you should try to eat in the same place. You know, even though you go around, you hide it, Lamaisa, you do Khatifa. Why do we do Khatifa? You know, the minik to hide it away, steal it away, is to get kids to ask questions. Lamaisa, I hide it, and the kids look for it, Lamaisa. And then I always say you're going to get rewarded, and I never give the reward. I try to give the rewards, if I remember. Go ahead. What did you say?
But if you hide it every year, I don't understand how the kids are going to ask every year.
Yeah, but it, you know, it gets them involved. That's the thing, Adam. You want to get them involved.
I mean, I stopped.
Chotfin. This is a lotion of chotfin.
Once you hear, see the first time, you stop asking and you stop
getting. Well, I hide it in different places. I hide it in different places.
So can you hide it in different places? Doesn't mean that they're not going to pay. Say it's the same difference.
It gets them alert. But Lamaisa, it gets them alert. I want you to know that Allah, it's not so well known about the Afikoman. So this, getting back to what the din is, called the Tikkun Rabbanan and Kein D'oraisa Tikkun. So therefore what? Any rabbinic enactment they modeled after a din D'oraisa. So therefore what? We have a problem here, Allah Lamaisa. The Gemara says, I thought Matzah Bizmanad the Rabbanan Karakri, I have no problem. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan and D'oraisa Tikkun. And therefore, even though they were what? Even though blind people are putter, even though Matzah, there was one of the ones, the Mitzvah D'oraisa, Mitzvah Rabbanan, they're also putter from as well. Frek the Gemara, one sec. L'Rav Sheish, just L'Rav Yosef, Nami Havadai, called the Tikkun Rabbanan and D'oraisa Tikkun. This is an accepted rule, we said. All the Amorim accept that rule. So I don't understand how you can be Mechalik. R'Rav Sheish, just L'Rav Yosef led the Haggadah. So they led the Haggadah, they're not subscribing to the principle called the Tikkun Rabbanan and D'oraisa Tikkun. It's a problem. So the Gemara throws its hands up in there. It really should have said El. But the Gemara is saying a whole new teretz now. I want you to get it. Hachi Hashta. What's the comparison? The Gemara says, Bishlum Mahasam Midahavet Leim Lemichta Benenu Hu Uksiv Benenu Zeh Shema Minaprat Lesumen Hu Dasa. What are the two halachas you learn out from Betzar Amor? You know, there's a first stage. You go to Bezin of 3 and they say, this guy's a bad guy. If he continues being a bad guy, they take him to Bezin of 23 and they kill him. But the Bezin of 23 has to consist of what? The first three dayanim have to be on that basis of 23. That's number one. Number two is that the parents have to be what? Have to visually be able to see. So, Lamaisa, the fact is, you could have taught that first halacha that the basis of 3 has to be on the basis of 23 with the word what? Who? Why'd I have to say Zeh? Zeh means visual to tell me the second halacha that the parents have to have the ability to see. So that's why they say a blind, if the, one of the parents are blind, there's no din ben sor amor. Aval hacha ila bavur zeh, my lenachtof. There's nothing else to write. You need to write bavur zeh. El bavur matzamar hudasa. So therefore, Rav Yosef and Rav Sheisha say the following. They say that halacha by blind person exists by ben sor amor, but it does not apply here. Because not a diuk, it's not an extra word. The only time you make that diuk by ben sor amor is because there's an extra word. I could have said who. It didn't have to say zeh. The fact that zeh zeh is coming to tell me the halacha of a blind parent. You follow me? But there's no extra word in the word zeh by Pesach. So since there's no extra word, there's no diuk. And therefore they say it doesn't leave you open to what? Doesn't leave you open to pater what?
Sumin.
To pater suma from the Haggadah. So therefore, since it doesn't leave you open to Pater Summa from the Haggadah, they say that's why we led the Haggadah. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What is the Rashbam comment? So why did Rav Acher bar Yaakov Lemaisa Pater what? A blind person from saying the Haggadah? Because he had a Gzeirah Shavah. He had a Gzeirah Shavah. In order to say a Gzeirah Shavah, you need a Masorah from your Rebbe. Rabbi Rav Yosef did not have that. Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshet did not have that Gzeirah Shavah from the Rebbe. So therefore what? They said that the halakha is limited only to what? To a Ben Sor Amora. It does not apply to what?
Suma.
It does not apply to a Suma. So how did Rav Acher bar Yaakov know? Because he had a Gzeirah Shavah. It wasn't because of the deal. You follow me? So I want you to get this. We can say even more. The Gemara is saying a whole new Teretz. A whole new Teretz. That's why I said the Gemara really could have said Ella. The simplest reading of Mars, the Gemara's backing out of that and saying that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheish, so one sec, you had a kasha, we're going to get to you. What are you? Okay, you come back, then you ask your kasha.
So you ask when you come back.
So Rav Yosef and Rav Sheish, the Gemara's backing out of it and saying that it's not the Rabbanan. You follow me? The Gemara's backing out of it and saying, no, that Sipras Ram is the Araisa. And we hold the Sumas Chayiv. Please get that down in your notes. That's a Poshim Shah. You follow me? The Gemara is rejecting that whole svar.
Yeah.
That's why I said Ella would have been very appropriate. The Gemara is saying a whole new teretz. That in fact it is Bizman HaZed D'oraisa. Matzah Bizman HaZed D'oraisa. Sipras D'oraisa. They didn't have the Gzeirah Shavah. And there's no diuk of Bavur Zeh. What else could the Torah say Bavur Zeh? Four to what? It says, Lord Hashman, Bavur Matzah Mar Hudasa L'kach Ani Ocha Matzah Mar Zeichel L'masha Asa Li B'Seyti B'Sunayim. For if Shezu Yosef Gzeirah Shavah Lo Gamri. They didn't have the Gzeirah Shavah. Done. Okay, Rav Acher had a Gzeirah Shavah. That's all. But the Gemara is really rejecting it. But I'm saying the first teretz of the Gemara seemingly is really assuming that Sipras Ram is an ancillary of Matzah. Follow me? Fits in beautifully. We said, you know, remember we said, what's the other shita going to do? Remember we said that? What's the other shita going to do that it's a distinct mitzvah? So what do we say? That it's done at the same time. You don't even have to say that anymore. You could say that was only the Havamina. The Gemara rejected that. You follow me? And then whatever Rishonim or Netroinoi go, who says that if you don't do Sipri not Yotze Matzah, we'll say you have no raya from this Gemara either way. But it doesn't mean that the sheet is wrong. You follow what I'm saying, Ben? You'll just say you have no raya. The first sheet, the Lamaisa, first answer Gemara was rejected, but not for those reasons. Okay? Yeah. Gemara had a steering Rav Acha Yaakov, then therefore the Gemara rejected it. Okay? So Lamaisa, what we ended shir with yesterday was the following kasha. Ben, you got what I just said? Okay, please get that down. That the second terrence, you want a shtender? Second terrence for my, you sure? There's only one shtender here, right? You got it? Okay, you got it? You got it, Lamaisa? Okay, you want to go get one? No? Okay, you got it? So that's what the Gemara's rejecting. And we ended shir yesterday with the following kasha. Get it down. From the Torah's Ches. What's the kasha? Simin Ches. The Gemara has a general machlokas all over Shas whether Asum is chayv and mitzvahs. Reb Yudah says he's part of the Chum Seir Chayiv. Who do we paskin like? Rov Rishonim say like the Chum and correct Svi is correct. Chum say Asum is Chayiv. Reb Yudah says you're part. Rov Rishonim and in Shulchan Aruch we paskin like the Chum. Yochid Rav Loch Karam. Correct. There's one Rishon that holds like Reb Yudah. Which Rishon? You remember we said it yesterday? Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim said we paskin like Reb Yudah. That Asum is part. Now let me ask you a question. And this is a great, great horror, okay? The Mordechai in Megillah, in Perek Bei Simon Tuf Shin Sadi Ches, proves from here that Asum is chayv in all mitzvahs. How do you prove from our Gemara that Asum is chayv in all mitzvahs? Do we hold it like a chachamim?
The rice I learned was down.
More than that, more specific, that the Gemara needed to dig up a mute. Excellent, Ben. You were also driving it at the same thing too, Tzvi. Excellent. The Gemara needed to dig up a mute to potter the blind guy. The blind person, God forbid. So you see that what? What do you see? That in general, Asum is Chayiv Mitzvahs. Since we needed to dig up a mute to potter the Summa, it shows clearly that Asum is Chayiv all Mitzvahs. That's the Mordechai's Raya. And the Prichadish says the same thing in Siman and Gimel Sifkat Yid Beis, and so says the Vilna Gaon in the Bir Hagra. So Siman Tuf Resh Ayin Hay. So this is there are many Gedol Achron bring a raya from our Gemara that you see that Asum is chayv in all mitzvahs. Okay, however, comes along the Chuvis Taras Chesed in Siman Ches, and he says like this. Listen to this. He says even if you say in all mitzvahs like, even if you say that what. That Asum is part of all mitzvahs, like Hushita, Reb Yehuda. You listening? Yeah? Even if you say that Reb Yehuda is part of all mitzvahs, we hold like Reb Yehuda, yeah. I can still tell you why you need a mute.
What says
this? This is what the Torah's Chesed writes in Siman Ches. The following shtickle. Let's get it. Even if you hold like what we just said, that the Mordechai, the Prichadosh, the Bir Hagra, bring a raya from our Gemara, we pass him like Reb Yehuda, like Rav Rishon. We pass him like the Chum that assumes Chayim al Mitzvahs because we need to dig up a Ptur that was part of Rav Acha Yaakov, right? But the Torah's Chesed in Siman Ches says no raya at all.
Who's the Torah's Chesed?
He's one of the great Gedol Achronim. He says maybe you could pass him like Reb Yehuda, like Rabbeinu Yeruchim Takadas. And he says like this, even if you hold like Reb Yehuda, get this shtickle. Even if you hold like Reb Yehuda that assumes Pater Mitzvahs, what does it mean that assumes Pater Mitzvahs? Right, Rabbi Kivager? He's Pater only from an essay. But he's Chayv and all Lavin. He can't steal, can't eat ham. It's a famous machlok, Rabbi Kivager, in the note of Yehuda. When Reb Yehuda said assumes Pater Mitzvahs on a deraisa level, is he only Pater from Essen? But he's Chayv and Lavin? That's Rabbi Kivager. Or do you say that what? Or do you say he's Pater and Ganson from even Essen and Lavin? So Tosas, so if you held like that, Lamaisa, he's almost like a goy, Tosas says. We don't want to make a sumo like a goy. So in Rabbanah, we impose mitzvahs on him. There's a Tosas in Rosh Hashanah like that. Rav Ganach Shlita, one of my rabbis, wanted to be a raya from that Tosas like Rabbi Kivager. Why? Because why do we do the Rabbanans? Based on what Pasuk? Lo. Why do we do the Rabbanans? What Pasuk in the Chumash? It's mechayavus in the rabbanans. We'll probably mention it tomorrow if we get to it. Lo sasur. So you see that what Rabbi Kiveg is right. How could the chachamim impose min rabbanan that a suma should be mitzvahs unless he was chayav in lavin? You understand what I'm saying? It's a chapa Rabbi Ganesh saying. That tosis a riot of Rabbi Kiveg. That when you say a suma is potter, he's potter only from Essen, but he's chayav in lavin. Since he's chayav in lavin, he's chayav in lo sasur, therefore the rabbanan can impose mitzvahs on him.
I like
it's a good riot.
You could
ding zach on it and say like Rabbi Kono, that even so, even if he would be like to know to be Huda, that as soon as Potter from even Lavin, maybe he still has to do the Rabbanis because Rabbi Kono has this whole shtickle and the Kudus Divi Sofrim, that's Ratzon Hashem. Doing the Rabbanis is Ratzon Hashem.
Or even if
you all like to know to be Huda that he's Potter and Gansen from Essen and Lavin, you could still impose Min Rabbanim Mitzvah because that's a Ratzon Hashem. You follow me? So you get ding zach on the raya, Rabbi Ganak. Rabbi Ganak wanted to bring a raya from Taisus that he's like Rabbi Kiveg.
It's a nice
kapa. I rejected it in the chabur. I said, Rabbi, you can say like the Rabbi Khan. He says, very good. Okay? You know Rabbi Ganak. He's a coin. He's a hello you.
Yeah.
He does business deals with the guys, and the next second he can say a shir. Not too many people like that in the world. Does business deals with the guys in Kashrus, right? For hundreds of thousands of dollars. Where is he? He's there? Yeah, he is there. The left one. Correct. The one on the most left. He's very humble.
By you?
He's very humble. You know how these executives, they have these, secretaries and they call back for, you know, the guy can't call back himself. It's like he's the President of the United States.
Hey, he
always calls me back himself.
He gets his
never once does he ever call me to the secretary. Okay, maybe because he knows he's a Talmud. Okay, whatever. You got me? Okay, you got this? You got this, Shtickle? So listen to this. He says like this, the Torah Chesed. You Mordechai, you Prichadish, you've only got one ring. Arrive from our Gemara, we passed him like who the Chachamim. Because we had to dig up a tour that assumes Potter, corner of Achav Yaakov. Right? It's a Raya brew we hold like the Chachamim. No way. Even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that assumes Potter mitzvahs, you can read our Gemara. How? Get the shtickle. Listen to this. If you hold like Rabbi Kiveger, Rabbi Yehuda said you're Potter only from what? Yosef? Essen. But you're chayiv even what? You're chayiv in what? Not even, but you're chayiv in lavin. What's the biggest lav you're chayiv karas for on Pesach?
Chametz.
What do we say? Anyone is chayiv in chametz? It's chayiv in matzah. And anyone who's chayiv in matzah has to do sipur! So Mamela, I would have to dig up a meal to potter that.
Oh, Bob.
Isn't that unbelievable? That's a shtickle. That's a super satayid.
It's a bomb sword.
There's, even though Reb Yudah says you're what? Asuma's potter from what? Potter from Mrs. S. But he's chayv in lavin. He's chayv in chometz. Mainly he's chayv in chometz. He's chayv in matzah, like Yosef said. If you're chayv in matzah, you're chayv in all the ancillaries. Like Rashi said, Lechemoni shomolom hagadah or gomolom halo. You're chayv in magi, you're chayv in halo. So I'd have a half meaning he's got to do the what? Hagadah. Kamashim lan. He says, no, b'nei nuzeh. Babur zeh. Now again, that's against Rav Sheshis and Rav Yosef. They did that. They did it. Rav Acher said to Potter. So therefore, he rejects it completely. You have no raya from our Gemara we pass on the Chachamim. It could very well be that you can read this Gemara corner of Yehuda, and therefore that's, I want you to get down. That's what Rabbeinu Rucham would say, because Rabbeinu Rucham taka pasuk like a Yehuda. So how would he deal with this Gemara? He would say no problem. He would say the shtickle Torah. But I have to tell you, it only works with who? Rabbi Kiveger.
Yeah.
Really only works with the Kiveg. Doesn't really work at all with the Noda Beauty. No?
Ready.
1 second. Doesn't work at all. Very, very, very difficult. Okay, all right, but the Maisa, that Tysus works well with the Kiveg. You're the shtickle?
Yeah, it's nice.
But it's working with that. It's a chelik of the what? It's a chelik of the matzah. Ben, you got me? Yes, go ahead.
Where's the Rebbe Chanan about that?
In the Kuntris Divri Sofer. It's a big, I'll show it to you. It's in his piece on the Torah Shemitzah, Torah Shemapet. What was your kasha you had before?
Oh, it's about arbokosos.
Go ahead, real quick.
Yeah. If you let's say you don't have enough for four. Let's say you only have enough for two or three. Is each one a mitzvah?
Each one's a mitzvah on its own. Yeah, they're not makan two or two. Are they? It's a good question. Are they makan two or two? The chura, maybe would it be a bracha batali, you mean?
Yeah, should you make brachas on it?
Yeah, I think you should. Let me look into that. It's a good kasha. I think we do, based on what I just said. The Gemara says, kol chad b'chad mitzvah.
Yeah.
I think so. I just bought it before I came into yeshiva yesterday. That's why I had to wait till 9 o'clock to get the yayin cow. Remember I told you're supposed to do wine and then grape juice, right? I have the lowest alcohol level.
Yayin
the Kedem, Concord. Kedem makes a Yayin Kal, it's called. It's very good, guys. If you have a problem with the wine, you should buy this. It's very
Yayin
good.
Kalde.
I can't drink. I could get a gout attack. You know, gout in the foot, it's pain. So I have to drink it. So I drink after drink the lowest level of alcohol. Okay, you got this? Got the shtickle? So this is how we save Rabbeinu Yerucham, okay? This is how you save Rabbeinu Yerucham. It's only working with Rabbi Kivega. It's only going to work with Rabbi Kivega Skiddush. But you know what? That ties is like Rabbi Kivega. Unless you say like my rejection, like Rabbi Chanan. But okay, this is the shtickle I wanted you to get. But it shows very beautifully, at least in the first day of the Gemara, that it's considered to be, even if the first day of the Gemara, Mamash is, it's right there. Matzvah's man is in the Rabbah. What is that, shedding light on anything? You see they're very much connected. You hear what I'm saying? Even according to the Maskana Bavur Zem means they're connected. But the question is how hard, it's hard to come out with a real, real strong ride how hard they're connected. Right. Yes, go ahead.
Just a quick question on the Gemara. Just,
yes.
Why does the Gemara go through this, back and forth at the end, say, okay, Beneinu Huzeh, whatever. Could just say, we don't have a Mesorah for that Kisera Shabbos.
That's goofy what the Gemara is saying, I think, according to the Rashbam. The Rashbam is saying that Rav Acha bar Yaakov made Diyukim in the Pasuk, okay? He made Diyukim in the Pasuk. Rav Acha bar Yaakov had a Kisera Shabbos. They did not. So the Gemara wanted to instruct you, okay, they didn't have the Gzera Shava.
And you can't even make a deal.
You can't even make a deal. Oh. Correct. Well said. You can't even make a deal. Okay? Because we understand the Allah have been Sora Mora because it's a good deal. But there is no deal here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Fine.
There is no deal. So the Gemara wanted to be Masbir, why it's not considered to be what, why it's not considered. This is the smart of Rav Sheshis. And they wanted to, number one, they had no Gzera Shava. Number two, they didn't like the deal. It's inappropriate. Okay? See, the Rav Acha bar Yaakov say, okay, I agree with you, but I have a Gzera Shava. It's no problem. They wanted to say, we don't have a Gzera Shava. Number two doesn't fit in. Okay, let's go to the next piece of Gemara. Let's go. I gave it to you. Everyone got it?
Yeah.
So that's the first stick I want you to get, okay? Very important. All right, let's go. Now we're going to Daf Kuf Ches, okay? Let's go. We got a lot to do. Okay, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. The Mishnah, the Mishnah in Psochem is on Ksari Tesem Mezarve Psochem. So the end of the Mishnah, if you take you don't have it on you. I'll just tell you outside. It says as Ephraim says the end of the Mishnah. Lo yifsku lo be arba kosa shol yayin. Give everybody four cups. Vafilu mina tamchui. What is mina tamchui? Even from the soup kitchen. You got to make sure everyone has four wine for four sudas for four kosas. Very important. You got to have a cup. We discussed this year. L'chachil, you should drink the whole cup. Make sure you do a seba on the left side. You can have a pillow. Allah so women don't do a seba. The Rav Yah Rishon, let's get it down, says there's no Haseva Bismanazah anyway. So we don't accept that, except the Ramah says for women we do. We hold like the Rav Yah vis-a-vis women. So women don't do Haseva.
Why? Should we say that to our family or
no? If it's going to cause a machlaikas, you shouldn't. If it's not going to cause a machlaikas, you should.
Why?
That I can't tell you. You have to gauge in the family.
Okay. Is it author?
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to.
Why?
They don't do it. They don't do it. Yeah.
Why?
Can't hear you. What? We got to. I don't know if we're going to get to it now. We got to get to it. We'll see if we get to it. Okay, we got to get to it. I don't know if we'll get to it. Okay, let's go. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. Let's see. Let's see the Gemara now. Afilu ani should be Yisrael lo yochad sheyesed. Even an ani be Yisrael. Yes? Take a look. Even an anish should be sold, yochad sheyesed. Even an anish should be sold, you should not eat until you do a seva. Itmar, you guys with me? Itmar, it was stated. Matzah sarach a seva. Matzah needs a seva. Morer ain't sarach a seva. You got it? Matzah needs a seva. Morer does not need a seva. Plain and simple. Okay? Plain and simple. Okay? Korach, we said? Allah lamais, yes, we do a seva. Correct. Okay, look inside. Yayin, what about Yayin? Itmar Mishmeder of Nachman, who was stated in the name of Nachman, Sarach HaSeba, Itmar Mishmeder of Nachman, and Sarach HaSeba. So we have two conflicting quotes in Rav Nachman. Do you need a Seba for the Kosas or not? One, the first one says yes, the second one says no. Velo Pligi. The Gemara quickly says not a steer. Habitarte Kase Kamai, Habitarte Kase Basroi. And you can plug it in two ways. Let's get it. Amri lo lahai gisa, trey kase kamoi, the first two cups require a seba boy, a seba, the hashta hu, the kamask lo cheris. Because now we're starting the cheris in the process of magid. Trey kase, basroi lo boy, a seba, the last two cups don't require a seba, mada have a. What was, move on already. Got it? plug it in the other way. The Amr Lola Hagisa. Adarab, on the contrary. Trey Kasev Asroi, the last two boyas Seba. Hayishata, the Kahavi Cheresh, because now we're free. Trey Kasev Kamai, Lo Boyas Seba. We were going through the experience, but we weren't yet free. Dakati Avadim Hainu Kamar. We were still Avadim, like I said, we're going through the experience. So you got this? Matzah needs a Seba. Mara does not. Yayin, we say what? Two mahalchim, either the first two need it, last two don't, or the first two don't, and the first two do. Last two do.
Could you say for all four? Is that easier?
What'd you say?
Could you say for all four?
Look inside. Exactly what you said. The Gemara says, Hashtidit marhachi vid marhachi, idi vidi boya seba. Done! Since there are two lashonas in each direction, the Gemara paskins, you need to save it all four. Okay. You got it? Kuf chesim enough. Come on, sweet, let's get it. You got it? Okay. Now, Lamaisa, I want to just tell you, it's a nice overview to note this from the Gemara, that the Seder is really divided into two parts, two halves. The first part is what? From the beginning until Asher Galanu, which are the first two kosos, that's the Ascholos Acheris. And the second half of the Seder is after Asher Galanu, which is the last two kosos, Halach Lamaisa, which is, doesn't mention Avdus at all. That's basically a nice overview to tell your family. You see that from the Gemara. Okay? So, Lamaisa, it comes out interesting. Halach Lamaisa, and I want you to get this deal. Look at Taisa's Dir Masko Kulu. We'll start with that one. Kulu Nami Tzrichi Haseba. You got it? V'chol Arba Kosa Tzrichi Haseba B'shash Shtia. Yes? Underline B'shash Shtia 38 times. Why I said 38, I have no idea. Okay?
Why would you think
of
any time other than
Shas Shtia? Please get it down just to exclude the Meiri Shita. Where the Meiri says you're supposed to do a Seba throughout the what? Magid and Halo. That's what the Sefer Dvar Shmuel, I thought it was a beautiful deal. The Meiri says you need a Seba during the drinking and also during the Kriya Sagada, during the Halo. Birkas HaMazel.
So according to the Meiri, they were
Slav Dafka, yeah. No, the Gemara didn't say. The Gemara was just saying when you. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. I mean, when it said Yain, it means all things. Well said. It's a good horror. But I'm saying, Tois is saying Mishashtia, the Dvar Shmuel writes. The Dvar Shmuel is a great goner, Rav Lazaroff. He was a Rav in Katamon, Zatzal. He said, Goin Oil. Rav Lichtenstein, Zatzal, used to daven by him. His name is Rav Lazaroff. He wrote this unbelievable Sefer I'm talking called the Dvar Shmuel. Okay, he was a Goin Oil. And he writes. He writes in this, makes a duke from Tais. I thought it was a beautiful duke. But Shashtia is the Afuki the Mirishita. Okay? Tais is told you don't need to do a Sabbath route. Viter. Okay? So he says, Vesarachim, Im Shachach v'lo hesiv im yachzer v'yishta. You see that? Tosa says, I'm not sure. Sarachim, who says that a lot? Mr. Brua, Alach Lamaisa. Tais says, I'm not sure, Alach Lamaisa. If you forgot and you drank and you didn't do a Sabbath, im yachzer v'yishta, do you have to go back and drink again? You got that? Very interesting, no? Now, what do you think Tosa Suffolk is dependent upon? Let's get it down in our notes. What is a Seba? How are they misakin a Seba? Is a Seba l'chachila or is it l'ikuva? And even if you tell me that it's l'ikuva, look inside. V'chein b'kosh shlishi lo heisev, im yachzor l'lishtos b'haseba, afagad b'in shlishi l'rvi lo yishta. So I want you to get down how we're learning the Tosas. Number one, he stressed Bishtashtia to exclude the Mirishita. You don't do a Seba throughout. You only do a Mir, you only do a Seba when you're drinking. Yes? However, when there are Mesakin and Seba the Chum, when there were Mesakin and Soli Lechachil, or is even Bidiyevid. You follow me? And even Tim Salomer, that it was Bidiyevid, maybe being Shlish and Lervi, we still won't drink again, because then it's Kimosif Alakosos. And therefore, that won't beat out, the Din of a Seba will not beat out Mosif Alakosos. Looks like you're adding antikosos. So that's why Taisa says.
So what's
the lachol? That's why Taisa says. Im lo shlishi lo yishta. He says, well, maybe you should still go back and drink a beseva. Bottom line, what we do, halachol maisa. I think the din is. You know what? Let me check it for the night. But I think the din is we never will drink ben kosh shlishi revi. But let me check. But I want you to give
the
bomb
this. So
I'm saying like this again. The way we're learning up Tosis is when a Seba was enacted, was it Lechachila B'diavit? Im Tim Salomer was B'diavit, and you have to re-drink the first and second. Yes?
Yeah.
The question is, do you say it to the degree that it beats, does it trump the din of Mosaf Halakosos? That even between the third and fourth, you have to re-drink the third. Or do you say no?
The third doesn't beat it. If it's Leikuva, the third is not Bechal a third. It's not a third Bechal, the third cup. If you say it's Leikuva, and it requires the same, why is the third?
You mean the bracha of the third cup.
So that was a bracha of Levatala, fine.
No,
that
wasn't a bracha of Levatala. What do you mean?
You're already saying, if the Haseva is so essential that without it, then it's not considered a good Shtia.
Yes.
Then you basically just drink a cup of wine, but it wasn't in your Seder as a third cup of wine.
It's like you drink
your Seder. But I understand that. We don't assume that. The whole din of most of the cause is descriptive of what the guy's doing. It looks like he's drinking more and more wine. That's the thing. So when you drink between the third and fourth, it looks like you're talking most of halakosis. I hear what you're saying. Make a good point, but physically we're concerned. You drank it. So that's the shayla, halacha l'maisa. So we have to check the din on that, halacha l'maisa. But it's interesting.
So what's the first
thing? It's interesting. One second. It's interesting that there is no doubt, and I want you to get this down, that a seib is definitely ma'akev by matzah. And that's from the bottom of the Gemara, which I don't know if we're going to get up to today. It says beferish that when the shamish eats a kezias matzah, the waiter, he has to do a seib. If he doesn't do a seib, he's not yotze. And many rishonim prove from there that matzah, a seib, is definitely ma'akev. So he points out here, the Dvar Shmuel, why didn't Toysus preposhet their suffix from matzah? Do you see from matzah, a seib is ma'akev? So why don't you say the same thing by the yayin, the kosos? And it's dochik l'chalik to matzah, which is derived from the kosos with the Rabbanon, right? Halacha l'maisa, because we know that what? We know that sometimes the Rabbanon have the power to ma'akev in the midst of the Eraisa, right? So l'maisa, it's very possible to suggest that somehow l'maisa, when they did yayin, the kana of yayin, or the seiva of yayin, must be different. And the truth is, the Brisker Rav writes, I want you to get it, the Brisker Rav writes in the Rambam that a seiv is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. And if during the suda you do a seiv, he says, hariz meshubach. But the chiyuv of doing a seiv is only during achilas matzah and arba kosos. So if you ate matzah or arba kosos without a seiv, what's it then? According to the Brisker Rav in the Rambam. Granted, he says, you're yotze what? Matzah and yayin. But you are not yotze the mitzvah of a seiv.
So therefore,
l'maisa, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of a seiv, you're going to what? It could very well be, halacha l'maisa, that maybe, it for following. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says from the Ramah, he quotes, l'chachila, you should do a seiv of the whole suda. And at the on the other hand, though, he paskins that b'dievet you're not yotze. So I want you to get this, okay? You follow what I'm saying? The Brisker Rav basically says as follows. The Brisker Rav says beautifully. He says a seiva according to the Rambam is a distinct mitzvah on its own, independent.
So what? How
does it become integrated into matzah?
How does he mean the Gemara at the bottom?
One second. It says you're not yotze a seiva. It'll say lo yotze seiva. You were yotze matzah. That's what the Rambam will read it. So the Rambam holds are not interconnected and integrated to the degree it's ma'akev. L'maisev. That's why the Rambam says if you eat it, if you do a seiva, the mitzvah is a meshubah. That's a pebble. Because the Ramah, so basically, according to the Brisker Rav's presentation, the Rambam, Hasev is never makiv in the matzah, and never makiv in the what? The shti of the arba kosos. You follow me?
Yeah.
But Ladina, the Dvar Shmuel says, you look in the Ramah, it's the Beferish not true. We do say Hasev is likuva. Both legabi the matzah and legabi the yayin. And the Ramah still quotes the Rambam that says, that there's a Hariz and Meshubach to do Hasev throughout the whole Suda. So you see, the Ramah had a different presentation of who?
The Rambam.
Of the Rambam, then the Brisker Rav, correct. That's what he wants to point out. Rabbi. Unless you just rely on the Rav Yod, that Bizman Hazeh, there's no Chiyuv Lahasev. Okay?
Rabbi.
Okay, El Yesh Nusmuch Rav Yod, Bizman Hazeh, but that's very difficult to rely on that Rav Yod. Okay, yes. What do you say, Ephraim?
If we didn't do a seiv for 1, 2, and 4, we should.
Yes, you should definitely drink again.
With a bracha?
No. Do not say a bracha again. Okay? Do not say a bracha again. Drink again, but not a bracha. No pre-paragraph.
What if?
We have to check about the third and fourth.
So
okay?
A Talmud Lifnei Rabba doesn't do a seiva by the kosos or the matzah, right?
That's correct.
So what if he drank, let's say we go with the opinion that it's mechuyev 100%.
Yes.
He drank with haseiva. I mean, with his rabba wasn't there, and then he drank.
Yes.
Should have done haseiva, but he didn't. Now, so he has to re-drink, right? Now his rabba comes in. What does he have?
Ask permission from him. So I don't know if we can walk into it.
He doesn't have to do a seiva.
So do a seiva.
What do you mean he doesn't have to do a seiva?
His rav comes in.
Doesn't
I'm asking permission. Yeah, Mr. Bruce has asked permission. Well, if we get, I don't know if we're going to get to it today. So he's asking permission. Yes, Pinchas, we ask some permission. Get out of here. What do you say? Pinchas, what do you say? Yes, the Briscoe in Tosfos? Tosfos says, Beferish, that all four kosos you need to say, Shashtia. One diukos was against the Meiri. Yes? Okay, and the other thing is that the suffix of Taisvus is, was a Seba distinct mitzvah, or was it integrated in the mitzvah of Shtias Harba Kosos? That's Kufa's suffix. Okay? We're suggesting, we paskin, that it is integrated, and you have to re-drink again. We were just a little bit bothered that Bar Shmuel says, why didn't he post it from matzah? Matzah is definitely ma'akev. Tosus is not sure whether it's ma'akev by wine. He should have equated the two. Okay?
Were you saying something about whether or not that Seba itself is Shabiyat, or...
Is what?
Yes,
that's exactly what... Is it considered to be... One way of saying it is, halacha l'maisa, one way of saying it is, we said, is the Haseba, was it enacted l'chachil or b'diyadah? Stam, straight up. Okay? Is it enacted l'chachil or b'diyadah? That's one way of saying it. Another way of saying it is it integrated into the yayin, the shtiyas arba kosos, or is it a separate mitzvah? Okay? Or is it a separate mitzvah? And Lamaisa, if it's a separate mitzvah, you missed it, you missed it. Okay, you don't have to go back and do it. So, we said that Tosfos was not poshuted from matzah. Haseb is makiv and matzah, he's not sure whether it's makiv by yayin. Okay? But in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin it is makiv, both by yayin and by matzah.
Only for the first two
cups. Well, we got to see how we paskin the third and fourth. I think we paskin you're not allowed to drink again. Okay, I'm pretty sure
between the third and the fourth.
Yes, fourth? Even if you can do a seder.
The fourth and after,
we'll have to check on that because you're not supposed to drink anything afterwards because you need a taste of avikomen in your mouth, right? So the question is, that a breach of that? I think you're allowed to drink the fourth again. We'll check it. Okay, we need it. Okay, so I'm saying that, you understand what I'm saying? There are two ways to learn it. But the Briskurav in the Rambam says clearly the same as a separate distinct mitzvah. Done. It's not makiv the matzah or the yain ever. And the Rambam says, "Harizim Meshubach." If you do a seva during what? During Shulchan Aruch, during the main meal. So that's what the Briskur Rav says. I'm just saying the Bar Shul points out that presentation of the Rambam is against the Ramah, because the Ramah says it is makiv by matzah and yayin. And on the other hand, he quotes the Rambam that says lechachila you should do a seva in the meal. So the Ramah had a different avana of the Briskur Rav in the Rambam. You follow me? You got me, Pinchas? That's the most of what we're suggesting. And then it's very hard to rely on the Rav Yo that Bismana said we don't do a Seba. The Maisa, maybe you can. The Rav has a line that maybe the Ish Nusmukha Rav Yo Bismana said that if you already drank without, maybe you can rely on the Rav Yo. But it's a big Kiddush to do that. Shasat Chak, we should only rely on that. Okay? You got what I'm saying? Yes, what do you say?
So the Rav says, the Maisa, it's harder than the Shabbat do the Seba during the meal?
Yes.
So if we have the lead, should we be doing it throughout the Seder?
I try to.
And that includes through Magid Mishnah and everything?
That's correct, the whole deal. Magid, Hallel, the whole thing. I try to do it as Seder. You accentuate it though when you drink and eat. I go like a little bit like this during the meal. Sometimes it's hard though with the Agada, but thirdly when you drink, make sure you do it. Okay? All right. So this is what the Taisa says. Finish up, he says, so he's not sure whether it's what overpowers it or not. We'll check the din. If I'm not mistaken, the din is you don't do it. You don't treat it in third and fourth. Okay. This leads us to the following now, guys. Okay? Let's look at the previous taisus, and then we gotta get to the psak of the Gemara with the Ran. Let's go. The previous taisus, might have a habit. The first svara was you do the Haseba in the first two kosos, and you don't do it in the last two because Ma'ada Hava, what was, move on already. Says Taisus, Ma'ada Hava Hava, Shekfar Amru Gulu Fnei Asuda. They already said the Gulu before the Suda. The Afagav, then what's he bothered by? If you hold Ma'ada Hava Hava, then what do you have to do Haseba during the Matzah? What was done, no? You're what he's bothered by?
Yeah.
Ba'afagav the Matzah Sricha Haseba, V'lo Amru Ma'ada Hava Hava. Why don't you Ma'ada Hava Hava in the Matzah? Shiny matzah, she ikar sudi yosem yayin. Wow. That's what I said yesterday in Shir. What's the ikar part of the Seder? The matzah. Everything revolves around the matzah. If that's the ikar part of the Seder, you better do a seba on it. You don't tell me my rahavav. The ode, to be yayin, hesef far, b'shnei akos rishonim. You already did it by yayin. Matzah, you haven't had any matzah yet, right? So you've done already a shtickle seva. Va'od sheksuv b'tor zeichel lecherish shel hispik b'tzeitam lachmitz atchen nigalu. Va'ava gav dava yach lechem oni yesh lochol der lecherish. It's a very big dialectic in matzah. Someone will tell you, where do you get this business that it's a dialectic? You speak so highfalutin English. A paradox? Yes, Tosus is saying it. Tosus right here, Kufches, is a dialectic. He says, even though it's poor man's bread, we didn't have the time to bake it, but also has a theme of Derech Eris. It has that dual theme, that we experience what? Difficulty, but we came out? Okay. You follow me, Sumi? It has that experience. So therefore what? You have to do a Seba. What is Derech Eris? A Seba. Masha Sarach, a Seba, b'matzah. And what do I mean when you do a Seba matzah? You see what he says? He says, Achachilis matzah. He doesn't say Korech, though. That's what you mentioned earlier, Adam. It's interesting that Tosfos leaves that out. My response is he doesn't mean to leave out Korach. Achilas matzah whenever you do it. You know what I mean? Achilas, because some Rishonim say you fulfill Achilas matzah with Korach. Yeah, I don't think he's leaving out Korach. We're passing in the same by all three. So basically, what are the three svaras that he gives? Why don't you say matzah have and don't do a seba matzah? Number one, it's the bigger part of what? It's the main element of the Seder. Number two, what's number two? You've already done a little bit of a seba by yayin. You haven't done anything by the matzah. You have to do something by the matzah. That's what the Gemara says. And number three is what? Number three is because it has its duality, it has its dialectic or paradox, that it's also poor man's bread, but it's all derech eretz, and I can only eat matzah with what? With a seba in that vein. And we do a seba by all three slots. Okay, Chlor? Everyone got it? Okay. Good. This leads us to the following now. The Gemara Paskin, La Halacha Adam. You with me? Hilchasa, come on, let's get this down in your notes. They need a save of all four cups. You got it? You need a save of all four cups. We've been saying the whole shiur that a save is a Tekanus Chachamim. Let me ask you a question. We've discussed this many times. When you have a Suffolk and a Din D'Oraisa, or a Mitzvah D'Oraisa, what do we say? Suffolk D'Oraisa? L'chumra. And a Din D'Rabbanan, what do we say? Sveik D'Rabbanan? L'kula. Correct. Haseba is a Takanas Chachamim. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. You do Haseba on the what? On the first two, the last two, you know what? Why don't you just say something about L'kula? And do what?
Neither.
Either do neither, or either do one, or either the first two or the last two. But why do all of them? Who asked this kasha? The Ron asked this kasha. Take a look. There are five terutzim in this kasha I want to give you before the end of the year. Let's get it down. Five terutzim. But the Ron is the one who asked this kasha. Look inside. What was the psak of the Gemara? We require a save of all four kosas. Pinchas, a save is the Rabbanon. If you have a son, you got to fulfill the mitzvah, then either what? Do it in the first two or the last two, or maybe not even do it at all. That's a little bit extreme to formulate the kasha. But I would just say, Paskin, do it on the first two or the last two. But why do it on all of them? It's hard to say the kasha is doing on all of them. I mean, don't do it at all. Okay? That's the Ron's kasha right here. Dapi Arif, Chaf Gimel Amar Aleph. Very beautiful kasha.
Yeah, well, that could be
strong kasha. What do you say?
It's not like a normal suffix where it's whether to do it. A normal suffix is, do we do it or do we not do it? This
right.
This is a different type of suffix.
Okay, but why
don't do it all.
I understand, Ben, but why go to the extreme and say do it all four? Do it, make a choice.
I think the only way...
What'd you say?
There's no Lekula. There's no standard answer of Lekula.
I think it is Lekula. You have 2 days in the Gemara, so make your decision which day you want to hold like.
Which one is Lekula?
What'd you say?
Which one is Lekula?
I understand, but what I'm not saying that that sheet has to be Lekula, but my own personal Haga, I could be Makel and only go like one sheet in the Gemara.
Or you can.
You're saying good, Ben, but at Levisa, you don't have to say, you're saying very good. No, none of the terrors we're going to give is your terrors. And I think the reason why that terrors does not emerge is because the bottom line is you don't have to go from zero to everything. So just do a whole like one sheet, that's right. It.
I think it's.
Why did the Gemara, what propelled the Gemara to say to save by all four? You understand what I'm asking? Yeah, go ahead, Efrain.
I think, in fact, you can say that the best question is zero. That you should not do anything at all.
Why?
I come to the first two. I have a suffix. Should I say them? Should I? I have a suffix, right? Lekula.
Okay, but we look at it in the macro. I hear you.
Suffix.
But let's not look at it.
There's no reason to.
I understand that, but look at it in a macro view.
Same
thing.
Each.
Okay, that's a bit extreme. That's a bit extreme.
The other one is
has no sense in it. Why should I pick these two over these two?
What Ben said is going to be a similar terrorist to the Rambam. I don't know if he says it exactly, but let's look at it inside. What you're saying, I hear what you're saying, but we've got to look at it from a macro perspective, how we're going to pass the Ladari Doris for all Yidim after Seder is what we should do. So take a look at the Lashon HaRan. Says the Ran, V'hashtid idmar hachi, kulu boya seib, v'afogav, we always say v'afogav is an implied kasha, v'afogav de ba'alma kaimelan ipcha, even though in general we pass in the opposite, the kol sveik the rabbana l'kula, even though we pass in the opposite, which either means don't do anything, or at least do only the first two, or the last two, but not both. Right? That's what I think it means. So the Ran gives two terutzim. Hacha came into lav milsa de tirchahi. How hard is it to do a seba? I mean, Rabbanu Shalom. People can even kvetch about that. Where's my pillow? Where's my pillow? I mean, come on. You can kvetch about that. You can kvetch about anything. It's not comfortable, Abba. Come on! Get the pill. I only have daughters though, right? I only have daughters, but I wasn't talking about ourselves, I'm talking about other people, right? The sons start catching. Abba, it's difficult, Lamaisa, right? Who else only had daughters? Gomorim Sochim, who else only had daughters? Who?
Slavkot,
who else?
Rashi.
True, who else? Yoshua. Yoshua only had daughters, he didn't have a son. The Gemara has here on Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis. When the Mashiach comes, everyone's sitting at the Suda. Who's going to lead the benching? You know that, Gemara?
Sure.
It's unbelievable.
No, I think it's David.
David HaMelech leads the benching. But they go through a whole thing. What daf is it? What daf? Right, no, it's in the Kufs here.
It's Kuf something something.
It's in the Kufs. I think it's Kuf Yud. It's Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis.
Zayin and Beis,
yes. Yeah?
Just about to say that.
Where's the Lashon of Gemara? No, it's Kuf Yud Testament Base. The Gemara says like this quickly, because I want to do the five terutz. Let's go. You know what the Gemara says at Kuf Yud Testament Base? Avram Avinu. He says, I can't lead the benching. Why can't I lead the benching?
Yishmael.
Because I went outside while I had Yishmael. Yitzchak? Why not Yitzchak? He had Esav. Well said.
Yaakov,
why not? He married two sisters. Michaiah. Moshe? He didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Yoshua? He says he didn't have sons. David HaMelech says, yes, I'll do it. Kos Yeshua Esa V'Shem Hashem Ekra. Tzak the Gemara. Kos Yeshua Esa V'Shem Hashem Ekra. The Kos of Salvation. Gemara Kuf Yud Testament Base. Okay? Let's go. We got this? Okay. Let's get it. Guys, let's get this. So it comes out. Unbelievable. Going back to the Gemara. The Ran says, Ribbono Shel Olam. Sveikin the Rabbanu Kula, you only say if it's a tircha. It's not a tircha to do a save in all four. Very clear answer, no? Yes? Okay. That guy's kvetching is ridiculous, a kvetch on that. Next answer.
He says
Kach Pirshu Zal. He doesn't say which we've shown him. That's a good writer of what Rav Mital has told us. Rav Mital, my Rabbi from Eretz Yisrael, Rav Mital's son, Rav Yolam Mital, great Gaon Shlitas. He pointed out, so you can't ask theories in the Rans, because sometimes the Rans quoting different Shitas, like here. The Li Nira, even though the Kedol Achron do ask theories, which we're going to mention a theory. The Li Nira, let's get it. What's the Li Nira mean? The Ran himself clear. Da'akorcha boy lemevet esebe bekulu, dinezo lekula, amai nekel bani tvei, mehani. Why you choose the first two and not the last two? Why you choose the last and not the first two? Vineko batarvayu. And if you don't do it at all, it's kind of like what Ben said. I'm the Ikari and Mitzvah Sasebe Lagamri. I would say it's what Ben said.
It's a little stronger, though.
But I want to say it in Lumdus. What is a Lumdus formulation? You never say Savik Rabban Lakula when it's Tarkta the Sasra.
Yeah.
When it's going to uproot the whole din, then you don't say Savik Rabban Lakula. Because, you know, I think that's what you meant, Ben. That's right. True, the first two. What gives you the right to do in the first two and be make on the last two? If you do it on the last two, which gives you the right to be make on the first two? So since you can't make that decision, you have no choice but to what?
Yeah.
And you can't say not do it at all, because then you're up putting the mitzvah completely. So you have to do a save at all. It's like you have no choice. But what it said in Lomdus is you don't say something about Tarta the Sasra. Those are the two terutzim of the Ran. Okay. However, I want to give you three other terutzim. Three other terutzim. Let's go. The Beis Halevi, Chelek Gimel Siman Aleph Sifkot and Tes, says the following. The only time we say this Ran, Allah Lamaisa, yes, The only time we say this ran is legabi kviyus of halacha. That's the only time we say this ran. In other words, basically, halacha lemaisa, we're saying savik drabana lakulu, right? We're saying savik drabana lakulu. That was our kasha. We're giving five theories from the kasha of the ran. So the way the Beis Halevi wants to say it, okay, and this is what he says, okay? The two terutz from the Ran, yeah? We'll come back to Beis Halevi. I want to give the terutz of the Shulta Giburim first. The Shulta Giburim says, in Meseches Avodah Zarah on the Mordechai, please get it, Os Yud. It's in Perek Rebbe Shmuel, Os Yud in Avodah Zarah. He says the following. Even though Midrabanan, we always go bust of the Mekel. That's only when there's a Machlokes Tanoim. He says, where there's no Machlokes Tanoim, it's a Shail and Amoroim. He says, we don't say Savik Rabbanan Lakulu. Please get that. It's amazing.
That's the Beis Halevi?
That's what the Shulta Giburim says.
Did you repeat the Beis Halevi?
The Shulta Giburim, we didn't do the Beis Halevi. Okay. Shulta Giburim answers the Kasha. Okay? He gives that teretz. That's what the Shulta Giburim says. Okay? Unbelievable.
Who is the Shulta Giburim?
It's one of the Rishonim. One of the Rishonim. He says, you only say Savik Rabban Lakulu if you have Machlokes Tanoim, you have to decide which one to go like. But where there's no Machlokes Tanoim, and you're not sure what an Amora said, like Rabbi Rav Nachman, we go Lachurma even by the Rabbanans.
Why?
And he quotes that Gemara. Okay, that's what he says. That's what he wanted to say. Even though it's only the Rabbanan. He says, you hold this B'Shem Miradosh also. Okay. Fourth Teretz. What's the fourth Teretz? The Sefer Chazon Avadia, which is who? Rabbi Avadia Zatzal's Haggadah, or Hilchos Seder L'Alpes, Simon Yigimel. He quotes the Sefer Divrei Tzvi, who has a unique reading of the Gemara. When the Gemara says Hilchosa, what is Hilchosa?
Menach.
No, when the Gemara says Hilchasa, it's saying, no, you need to save it by all four kosos. It's not out of Suffolk. The Gemara is arguing Rav Nachman. It was quoted Rav Nachman saying, do you save on the first two or the last two? And the Gemara concludes, that's Rav Yochanan. But we, Hashta did Marachi Marachi, we are going to pass, and the Gemara is arguing Rav Nachman. So Lamaisa comes out that we see Halacha Lamaisa, then we're not what? You can't ask a kasha Sovik Rabbanu Lakula because the Gemara passes Halacha Lamaisa against Rav Nachman.
Where does it say Hilchasa?
In the Gemara.
Yeah, that's it.
It's Hilchasa.
Where?
Hashdid Merachim Vid Merachim Ilvidi Boya Seba. Right?
Yeah.
You're right. It doesn't say Hilchasa, but that's what the Gemara means. Hashdid Admar. That's how he's reading the Gemara. No, I'm glad you made that point. Did the Ran say it? No, the Ran didn't say it. He just said Kulu. You know, Hanami.
There is a star there.
The din is that the Gemara is arguing in Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says he's only going to save the first two last two. We don't know which one. There's different quotes of Rav Nachman. But the Gemara says we disagree with that. This is the Sefer Divrei Tzvi. Simon Tuf Ayim Beis arguing on all the Rishonim. Haseba, four quotes, not out Suffolk. It's out the Psak of the Gemara who argued on Rav Nachman. Because the two Sfaras are great Sfaras. Two Sfaras we're experiencing, and then the last two Sfaras is when we're finally free. So the Gemara held like that against Rav Nachman. It's a very ingenious way to read the Gemara. You follow me, Pinchas?
Yep.
So like a new day in the Gemara. Hachta. Okay. And then, Lamaisa, it is possible to say like the what? The Beis Halevi. Okay? The Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi basically says a new beer in the Ran, which I want you to get. So that's why I'm going to call it like the fifth teretz. Basically, what the Beis Halevi wants to say is as follows. He says, Lamais, if you have a shangla of Suffolk the Rabbanu Lakula, what's the din? What's the din, Allah Lamais? You say Suffolk the Rabbanu Lakula. Let's say you don't remember whether you did a same or not. This could happen. Guys, don't pay attention. What do you do? What do you do, Ephraim? Halacha l'maisa. What do we do? Then you say Savik Rabbanu Lakulu. You don't have to do it again. And that's not a big tirchah to eat the whole matzah again, right? No doubt. You don't imagine eating all that whole matzah again? That's not simple. So that's definitely going to be, you would say. So again, I want you to get this. The fifth answer is that when you say the din of Savik Rabbanu Lakulu, it's when a yachid has a shiloh. But when we're discussing the Dorei Doros from the Gemara, what Klai Yisrael should be instructed to do, on that we never say what? Savik derabana lakula halacha lamaisa. Because we're talking about establishing a lacha l'dorei doros.
So
you don't say lamaisa. Do I do it on one or two? Savik derabana lakula is for individual shilas that people ask you shilas halacha lamaisa. You follow me? But it's not. You don't import. Invoke and employ the din of Savik derabana lakula when the Gemara has to decide a din l'dorei doros for Klal Yisrael how they should act. And everyone say it. That's how he wanted to interpret the water.
Why not?
That's how he wanted to say pshat l'maisa.
Why not?
Okay? What'd you say?
Why?
Why? Because it makes sense.
Why? It doesn't make sense to me.
I think it does, because when the chachamim want to make mitzvahs, they don't have to be subject to that din, halach l'maisa. Savik derabana lakula was only set for a yachid who has a shayla, a siva, maybe forgot or not, halach l'maisa. Takanas chachamim ratiskayim leaning l'chachila. But yeah, we say something to Rabban
Lakula. Is it true that there's no place where we're
I think there's a different way to say the Beis Aliyah.
That's what he wants to say the Beis Aliyah. You follow
that true, though?
Pinchas, you got me?
I think there's a different way
that's
to say
true?
The Beis Aliyah.
Yeah, and there's the Rabban no made their takanas l'chachila for people, but not Bidi Yevit. But for God's Klal Yisrael to decide what to do or not, how they should make up, articulate the takana, then you're not going to say something to Rabban Lakula.
There's a different way to say
it. Go ahead real quick, because I want to finish up. Go ahead.
So, something to Rabban Lakula is when it already happened, Bidi Yevit. But
right.
When you're going to do something, there's okay. No such thing as something to Rabban Lakula. It doesn't have to do
could
with
be, could be.
Establishing.
Okay. All right. You hear the way I'm saying it?
Much better way.
He's saying it a little bit different than I'm saying it. He's saying it that Sardar Malakula is after the fact. You don't know Lamais. What we're saying is very similar. I don't think you have to formulate
it's not a thing of Dori Doros.
It is. I think it has to do with
it. Because each individual case is a halakha.
Okay, I understand that. But it's a kviyas halakha yikal halakha l'baksman. I don't know.
He said halakha l'chafila.
I understand that. But it's a sploshachan l'ini kviyas halakha. Kviyas halakha l'haka l'baksman l'bishtayim. You can say it in one of both ways. You follow what I'm saying, Pinchas? You could say it was either the Ladora Doris, they didn't invoke it, but for Yachin as a child. And the way Ephraim is saying is that Lamaisa, we don't say something about calling going forward on something. It's only if something's in the past.
Well, why would we say it like that?
It's possible to say, here they're doing a forward. How would we decide how to do a seva? Well, we can't be saying the same thing. Okay, but I want to close with the following. The Mishnah Melech asks a steer in the Ran. What happens? The Ran writes in Hilchos Megillah. The Ran, what'd you say?
Well,
yes, I'm going to say it like that. Perak Alpha Lachi Yud Aleph. The Ran writes in Hilchos Megillah. What happens if you have a city? Please get it down. Pinchas. Let's say you have a city there, Mesupik, where there's wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. What day do you read it?
Both.
No, you read it only the 14th. According to this Ran, you should read it all both days, like you said you do the same at all four.
Oh.
Steer in the Ran. You're the steer up? So what's the answer? Why is it a steer in the Ran? I can't say like Rav Mital here. Why not? Because you said to lean nearer. I know it's the Ran. Can't
also,
say like the steer in the Ran.
I can say against Rav Mital in all cases.
So what's the answer? What's the answer, Alakha Lamaisa? So I want you to get this. The answer is, when the suffix is on every yachid, first of all, row of cities you could say are what? On wall. From the times of Yeshua ben Nun. You read it on the 14th. You could be posted to Shav and say that's a row. But if you don't want to say like that, you could say when there's a suffix on an individual person, we say what? We say suffix Rabban Lakula. When it's a suffix on what? Gans Klal Yisrael, then we say the Ran's Pshat. You follow me? So that city is individuals. So you say suffix Rabban Lakula, you follow the row. Read one. You read one. That could plug into what we said with the Beis Halevi. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, notice, first of all, you can say row of cities are on wall. That's what I read on the 14th. But more than that, I can say it's something Rabban Lakula because halacha lamaisa, it's a shaila and an individual. And therefore, we don't require you to what? Read both days. See, the Rav tells me read one day. Why don't you say the Ran Shtikla Torah requires you to read both days, just like you do a seva on both? I don't have to, because individual shailas are what? For that city, it's something Rabban Lakula, done. Something Rabban Lakula. That's why I'm saying, I don't know if you have to, your formulation is my formula, but if you're doing it for Gans Klal Yisrael, then in the Chachamim, the Ran was saying what he's
also,
saying.
The Ran Shitaso is saying that it's only you don't invoke something that they're running through, and you don't, when there's two options, and you don't know which one to pick. Is that the same thing applied here?
You are doing something.
Well, therefore, you do both. So why don't we require you to read both Megillahs?
But this one, there's not a sad to say that you're going to be, which one are you going to be making on? Is
Yeah, because I read the 14th. I didn't do the 15th. I read the 15th, I didn't do the 14th. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying the formulation that we said the Beis Halevi, I think, is a good answer. That's what the Chasam Sofer wants to say, Halacha L'maisa, in the Tshuvas Orachayim Kus Samach Aleph. The Mishnah Melech asked the Stira in the Ran, and that's the answer that we're giving, Halacha L'maisa. What'd you say?
Who gives the answer?
Chasam Sofer says that answer, the way we formulated that Beis Halevi. But in a Hanami, you can say it's based on the Rove. I think the Avnei says Rove cities are that, but you have to add on what we're saying. So read the 15th. Well, you could say the Rove solves the Suffolk, maybe. But L'maisa, the reason why I don't read the 15th is because it's an individual shaila, you say, Suffolk Rabbala Kula, because we're assuming Mitzvah Dibri Kabbalah, Lavka Dibri Torah Dama, which is normally what we pass. Mitzvah Rabbala reading them together is the Rabbala.
What's the problem saying
Rove? Makhoi, it's Baal, we're reading Barcelona and Dibri Kabbalah, Dibri Torah Dama, we assume it's only the Rabbala.
What's the problem with Rove?
Not a, the question, but still do the 15th.
Why?
The Rove resolved the Suffolk, but still do the 15th. That's the territory you want to give. Okay, I'm proud of you guys. Everyone, a wonderful day. Tomorrow we got to finish up. Please keep the packets.